WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Let them eat static.
Galloping around the cosmos is a game for the young doctor.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Where would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Surface is fine and battery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe.
What is this? I've never heard of any music like this in my life.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
In an hour of change and challenge, in a decade of hope and fear, in an age of both knowledge and ignorance, the greater our knowledge increases, the greater our ignorance unfolds. Decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Many years ago, the great British explorer George Mallory, who was to die on Mount Everest, was asked why did he want to climb it. He said, because it is there. The space is there. And we're going to climb it. And the moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Thank you. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real life historical events mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing on July 20th, 1969. This is the second in my 2 weeks of celebratory episodes, and this one is called The Race for Space, and we're featuring a British band. Public Service Broadcasting. They were formed in 2009 and they make extensive use of sampling. They basically make sound collages. Yeah, they play mostly instrumental music and they take samples from British public information, films and archival footage and propaganda material. And, well, they mix it in between and on top of the music. And let me start off by expressing my real gratitude to DJ Arthur, WMFO DJ Arthur of the Grand Hour, which is now on from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. Moving back a little bit from the previous 6 a.m. start. And what Arthur does is he goes to his collection of vintage drama records and that he's got from the golden age of radio. And last year, Arthur called me up while I was playing two different versions of the Crystal Method High Roller, which has a number of clips from the Apollo 8 mission that went around the moon and orbited the moon for the first time with human beings in 1968, around Christmas time. And he mentioned this band, Public Service Broadcasting, which I had never heard of before. And so that led me to check them out. And wow, the great stuff from them, particularly this album they made called The Race for Space. And, well, that's our feature on tonight's show. And we started off, well, okay, and then also let me thank Chuck Yu, who also helped out tremendously getting the show together with additional resources, shall we say. And, well, while I'm giving shout-outs, shout-out to Bob Donovan, who I saw here around our WMFO studios here. Bob's a community member extraordinaire, particularly of the ops team. And this week, he's done a number of things, particularly getting our video camera here in Studio A going again for... and, yes, thank you, Bob. So... what you heard at the beginning of the program was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and their version of Star Trek The Next Generation from a really cool compilation album, Brain in a Box. And then Ricardo Montalban, Let Them Eat Static. Yes, a clip from one of the Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan. That guy, was just so incredibly classy, even selling cars, the Cordoba with the rich Corinthian leather. Then we heard from our featured artists, Public Service Broadcasting, and the title track from The Race for Space with John F. Kennedy talking about why the United States should go there and take up that enormous technological and engineering problem. And then one of those seed crystals for tonight's show. Yes, the original version of High Roller by the Crystal Method from their Vegas album. And we are going to be hearing later on the incredibly remixed Miyagi version of that. So the format of tonight's show is that we've just got three long sets for you. The one that's coming up about 20 minutes, then one that goes for more than half an hour, and then the more or less final third set coming, of course, in the second hour. And backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos and one of her instrumental songs from Digital Moonscapes, Ganymede, which is, among other things, Jupiter's largest moon, and in fact the largest moon in our whole solar system, as well as being a wonderful instrumental piece. So in the next set, we're going to be alternating with Public Service Broadcasting, three pieces from them, Sputnik, Gagarin, and Fire in the Cockpit, talking about the first satellite to orbit Earth, of course, Sputnik, and then Yuri Gagarin, the first human being to orbit, a Russian, and then talking about a tragedy that occurred early in the Apollo program, Apollo 1, where three astronauts, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee, tragically died during a training accident in the command module. And we'll also be mixing in some Richard Strauss and AC/DC. And it all starts right now. Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Community, and sometimes even educational radio. Like tonight.
centuries comes true on October the 4th, 1957. A man-made celestial body for the first time in history overcame terrestrial gravity and flew into space. All men of all nations recognize this as a great achievement. In an age where the race to conquer space has become an all-absorbing factor,
jump down, the way she move around. This is Moscow Corps. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
It was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail for the stars. Yuri Gagarin, as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us. Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
The
entering steps of the Apollo Saturn 204 vehicle at Cape Kennedy. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of a simulated flight test. The accident occurred at 5:31 Houston time, or at T-minus 10 minutes prior to the planned simulated liftoff. The spacecraft was atop the Saturn launch vehicle, some 218 feet above the launch pad. The hatches on the spacecraft had been closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches, and an unknown number of launch crew workers was treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. The crew had entered the spacecraft at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Minor difficulties had been encountered during the countdown, difficulties with the environmental control system and the communication system. All recorded data has been impounded, pending an investigation into the accident that claimed the lives of astronauts Grissom, White, and Chaffee.
This is a firearm safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Gun safety. WMFO, Medford.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform community and even educational radio, especially this evening. We are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Yes, 50 years ago tomorrow. And we're doing that with a special feature, the British band, the British sound collage makers, Public Service Broadcasting. Selections. Well, most of their album, The Race for Space. And we started off that set you just heard with Sputnik, talking about the world's, humanity's first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth, put up there on October 4th, 1957. One of the things that I collect is Life magazines. Life was a weekly magazine full of color pictures in the 20th century, and they're still around in some form. They later ended up becoming a monthly and the like, but in its prime, it was a weekly publication that with lots of photographs as well as outstanding reporting. And the beginning of my Life collection, which ultimately I acquired these bound versions that were originally delivered to and owned by the Boston Public Library. But as they were cleaning house, they decided to get rid of them, and they eventually came to me. I've got almost 20 years worth from 1950 to 1970. And in particular, the Apollo missions were covered very well. And it's a very different kind of thing when you're looking at history from reading books or articles, encyclopedia articles, or essays where how it turned out is known, versus reading the contemporary accounts when nobody knew exactly what was going to happen. And that's informed a lot of my understanding about 20th century history in particular. And what started that off, actually, me on this kind of trip, was being in a antique store in Cambridge, and they were having a book sale around Christmas, and I was walking past it, and the idea was every day the price of the books they had was cut in half. Maybe the day before it was $8 a book, or maybe that, and then $4 a book. And I bought two of these bound volumes, and one of them was from the month of October, 1957. And the thing that got me hooked was the cover. And it was a picture of Sputnik, a model, and it was why we lost the space race. Why in 1957 the United States lost the space race. And of course, ultimately, that didn't turn out to be. But it took a lot of doing. So, after public service broadcasting's track Sputnik, we heard from AC/DC honoring that satellite with Satellite Blues. Then another one from public service broadcasting talking about the first man, Yuri Gagarin, to orbit the Earth. And I was reading actually, it was National Geographic, I think, and somebody had interviewed a whole bunch of Russian cosmonauts. And the amazing thing was, while they were proud of the technology that they worked on, most of them, as many American astronauts, afterwards became very concerned about the environment. It's that kind of thing of looking up and seeing that big blue marble, as they did on Apollo 8. And that kind of, in many ways, powerfully kick-started the environmental movement. Then we heard Richard Strauss, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Also from that excellent compilation, Brain in a Box. Public service broadcasting once again, talking about the Apollo 1 disaster. And, well, I think that piece and the sound clips in there told the story better than I could. And then our public service message of the hour. Thank you, Digital George and Digital Henry. And that was something that that Lance Arthur Davis ended up producing. So this next set is going to be almost 35 minutes long. And we're going to hear three pieces from public service broadcasting, and also a song about an astronaut from David Bowie, and then the reply to that, an answer song some years later by Peter Schilling. But before we start that, I just wanted to mention something I learned recently about Neil Armstrong, that he brought, actually, he very much admired the Wright brothers, and he brought to the surface of the moon and back an original wooden piece of the Wright brothers 1903, the first flyer that they made, the one that the first flight, a wooden piece of the left propeller, and he also brought a piece of the left fabric wing. And boy, Orville and Wilbur sure couldn't have imagined that was going to happen when they were building that and making that plane. And just the thought of that happening, it sort of gives me chills up and down my my spine. But now let's get back to the music here as we continue the race for space with public service broadcasting. As the second song. You're on WMFL in Medford.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule. If
Now, a new breakthrough in space conquests. For the first time, the spaceman has to leave the ship and step out into open space. The first one to do this was Alexei Leonov. Everything is ready. Let's go. Everything is strange and unusual in this new world. There's no support, no top, no bottom. Everything is weightless. Everything is weightless. Orientation is lost. The vacuum is dangerous. The vacuum is dangerous.
Countdown starts. Watching in a trance. The crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3.
No reply.
4, 3.